Can lactation cookies enhance milk production?
In the world of new motherhood, lactation cookies have become the talk of the town, promising to ease worries about low milk supply. But are these sweet treats backed by evidence, or is it all just a tempting tale? In this podcast, we will be discussing lactation cookies, exploring the popular belief in their effectiveness, and uncovering the scientific evidence behind their impact on milk supply.
Common breastfeeding.
The World Health Organization strongly advises exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of a baby's life as the gold standard of infant nutrition. Afterward, complementary foods can be introduced while continuing to nurse for up to 2 years. According to the Infant Feeding Practices Study 2, the main reason for early breastfeeding cessation is the perception of insufficient milk, where mothers believe their milk doesn't adequately satisfy or nourish the infant. Around 60% of nursing parents in the US don't reach their personal breastfeeding goals, and around 50% feel their milk is not enough to meet their infant's nutritional requirements.
Dietary hopes for milk supply.
Mothers concerned about their milk supply might turn to various methods such as consuming specific foods, drinks, and herbal galactagogues to boost milk production. However, both the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine and the 2020 to 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans don't recommend particular foods, beverages, or herbal supplements as there's insufficient evidence regarding their safety and effectiveness in increasing milk production.
Myths and facts: boosting milk supply with lactation cookies.
The growing lactation products industry, including favorites like lactation cookies, often makes unverified claims supported by consumer testimonials about their benefits for lactation and maternal/infant health. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, doesn't regulate the marketing of herbal products, and there is no mandatory requirement for research studies on their effects and safety. To ensure your well-being, it's crucial to lean on evidence-based information.
Independent third-party testing.
To ensure your well-being, it is always advisable to choose nutraceuticals with independent third-party testing for purity and potency. You can request copies of such testing, which is called certificates of analysis. If a company has not invested in such testing, choose a different company, so you have the assurance of its quality.
What are the common ingredients in lactation cookies?
Lactation cookies are named for their ingredients. Galactagogues, believed to increase breast milk production, such as oatmeal, flaxseed meal, fenugreek, brewer's yeast, and blessed thistle extract. However, research on their effectiveness is limited. Fenugreek is one of the most popular herbal galactagogues. The idea that fenugreek boosts milk production is mostly based on personal stories, and studies on its effectiveness have varied results. While fenugreek is considered safe in typical food amounts, uncertainties arise with larger doses. Potential side effects include allergic reactions, nausea for the mother, diarrhea for the baby, increased asthma symptoms, lower glucose levels for the mother, and a maple syrup smell in urine and sweat.
Do lactation cookies work?
A recent study involving 176 women exclusively nursing two-month-old infants compared lactation cookies with ingredients oatmeal, brewer's yeast, flax seeds, and fenugreek oatmeal raisin milk makers lactation cookie bites, Munchkin Inc., to cookies matched for weight, calories, and presentation, but without these substances. Participants consumed one bag of cookies daily for 30 days and used an electric pump to express breast milk at the study's beginning and end. The results showed no significant difference between the two types of cookies.
Do lactation cookies make you gain weight?
Whether store-bought or homemade, lactation cookies tend to be high in calories and sugar. This may hinder postpartum weight loss without offering substantial nutritional benefits compared to other foods, especially considering the global obesity epidemic.
How to know if you have low milk supply?
If you ever worry about a low milk supply, it's essential to consider that concerns often arise without a need for alarm. Refer to our article to understand when not to worry about your milk supply. Check these signs to assess the effectiveness of your milk supply. Mostly regular feeding schedule, at least 8 times in 24 hours. Baby gaining weight appropriately. 6 or more wet diapers daily. Baby swallowing milk during feeds. Softer, emptier breasts after nursing. However, if your baby faces weight gain issues or appears dehydrated, several factors may be affecting your milk supply. These include infrequent nursing, latch problems, early introduction of solid foods, medications, lack of sleep, alcohol, smoking, past breast surgery, or certain medical conditions. Seeking advice from a doctor is recommended. You don't have to give up breastfeeding, as these issues often can be addressed.
How to increase your milk supply.
Breast milk production depends on regularly and effectively emptying the breast, whether through baby feeding, hand expressing, or pumping. The more milk is removed, the more your body produces, following a natural supply and demand system. Regularly and thoroughly emptying the breast is supported by evidence for better milk production.
To enhance milk supply, focus on these tips instead of relying on uncertain lactation cookies.
Embrace early skin-to-skin contact with your baby, if possible. Feed on demand. Follow your baby's cues. Your body adjusts to your baby's requirements. Increased feeding leads to higher milk production. Relax and massage your breasts before feeding. Ensure a good latch during nursing. Offer both breasts at each feeding. Empty your breasts after feeding with hand expression or pumping, signaling your body to produce more milk. Minimize bottle use in the early weeks. Prioritize self-care with sufficient sleep, proper nutrition, and hydration. Manage stress, as it can impact milk flow. Consult your healthcare provider for the necessity of formula or expressed milk.
What other foods should breastfeeding moms eat?
When breastfeeding, it's crucial to have a well-rounded and nutritious diet to meet the demands on your body. Include all 5 food groups, fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy, and protein on your plate. While incorporating galactagogues like whole grains, nuts, and legumes is beneficial, view them as part of an overall healthy diet rather than the primary focus for milk production. Aim for as much organic as possible and half your plate of fruits and vegetables. Preferably choose organic, ancient grains while minimizing wheat, as many people struggle to digest. Choose organic dairy only if you're not sensitive to it. Vary your protein sources and limit caffeine, especially alcohol.
Hydration for breastfeeding.
Medical experts recommend consuming at least 2 ounces of water for every pound of your body weight when you are not breastfeeding. This water intake will ensure that you are well hydrated enough to produce the right amount of breast milk and stay adequately hydrated for your overall health. Moreover, keeping yourself hydrated throughout the day is crucial, especially when nursing. Breastfeeding mothers require an additional 32 ounces of water daily to support breast milk production. Additionally, if you live in a hot or humid climate or engage in physical activities, you should increase your water intake accordingly. Staying hydrated is essential for overall health and can also positively impact the quality and quantity of breast milk production. So, drink plenty of water daily to keep yourself hydrated and healthy.
Beyond the hype of lactation cookies?
Lactation cookies have no scientific evidence to prove their effectiveness in increasing lactation. Depending solely on them without professional guidance can be misleading and lead to unnecessary expenses during a vulnerable period. Every parent's journey is unique, and themilkybox.com is dedicated to providing personalized and reliable nutritional information and support for your family.
Disclaimer. Please be aware that this information is based on general trends in babies, and it is not medical advice. Your doctor should be your first source of information and advice when considering any changes to your child's formula and when choosing your child's formula. Always consult your pediatrician before making any decisions about your child's diet or if you notice any changes in your child. Breastfeeding is the best nutrition for your baby because breast milk provides your child with all the essential nutrients they need for growth and development. Please consult your pediatrician if your child requires supplemental feeding.